Okay. What we're doing is basically, it's a funny problem in the Rambam. All right, we did Rashi, a funny problem in the Rambam. The Pasuk says, talking about who goes to Galus, and it says, in Befesa below Eva Hadafa. So it says, if whatever Befesa means, without hatred, you push him. Okay, so it means, basically saying is if you push him without hatred, and you kill him, so then you go to Galus. Right? Then you go to Galus. So that's the case of our, right? That's Shogeg, would seem. Right? Now what does the Gemara say? In Hadafo, Shedacho Begufo. You push him with your body. You push him with your body. Right? So it implies that saying is if you push him with your body, it's teaching you that you go to Galus. You don't say, so Rashi says it means below Miskafe. You push him unintentionally. It doesn't mean where you're intentionally pushing him, but it means you're unintentionally pushing him. Okay, and it's teaching you when you unintentionally push him with your body, you go to Galus. Right? I might think that if you push with your body, it's Karvel Mezen or Karvel Anus, as the Ritva says. No. So we said, this we explained yesterday. We said, Karvel Mezen, you might think that you have a greater responsibility of Shmira on your body than for anything else. That if you push somebody with your body, and if you kill someone with a weapon, so that's separate from you, it's external to you. So that, there's a certain lack of control that a person has over something which is separate from him. So you might say, that's shogeg if you kill someone by accident with his weapon. But if you kill someone with your body, since your body is you, so you have much greater control over your body and a knowledge of where your body is and the extent of your body, and therefore therefore you have a greater responsibility if you end up killing with your body. Because your body is you, and you have to have a greater shmira on your body itself. And if you end up killing somebody with your body, then that's like, that's karvel mezid. That's flagrant. You shouldn't be killing people with your body. Be careful with your body. Right? That's right. So that's what you'd think. Kamash Malan, no. That the Torah doesn't recognize any different shmira on your body than anything else. Your body is like any other weapon, and if you kill with your body, it's like the same thing as killing with any other weapon, and it's considered a shogeg. Okay? That was one part. That's why we say he's saying it's Karvel Mezen. And then we said, and you might think it's Karvel Anus, because we said that, see, you might think like this, is that a weapon is shogeg, because if you're carrying a weapon, you should be careful. Right? You should be careful with a weapon. Weapons are dangerous. But here, you're not carrying a weapon, you're not doing anything. So your body, you may say, look, what am I supposed to do? My body's going to kill. My body's not a weapon. So I might say, like, it's just an anus. It's like a freak thing. You're going to kill somebody with your body. So kamash malon, no, that your body is also a din of weapon. Your body could also kill. And the thing is, you have to have a shmir on your body, just like a shmir on your weapon, because your body is like a weight, and it's heavy, and it could actually end up pushing somebody. So it's teaching you that your body is considered a weapon, and this is din shmira. So it's kind of about both. It's teaching you, first of all, your body is a weapon, as din shmira. Secondly, it's teaching you, and therefore it's not karvel anus. And secondly, it's teaching you being that you do have din shmira, the din shmira isn't any greater on your body than anything else. Okay? So that was Rashi. Okay? That was Rashi. That was good yesterday. So but basically, Rashi is learning, the pasuk is saying, in befesa below eva hadafo, if you push him unintentionally, without hatred, you push him, so they chay you galus. That's shogeg. That's the pasuk teaching. That's the case of shogeg. The Gemara says, "Misem b'hadafo shidachlo begufo," that you push him with your body, and that's teaching you go to galus. But the Rambam says, brings down this halacha. He says, you push him with your body, then you don't go to galus because it's karvel mezer. It's karvel mezer. But the problem is that he's openly against the Gemara and openly against the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, in Vesina below Eva Hadafo, you push him without hatred. And the Gemara explains, Hadafo Shadafo Gufo. And the Pasuk, in the context, it says, talking about, these are cases where you go to Galus. Right, from the Pasuk. So that's the case. It's like, how's the Rambam just coming along and saying, oh yeah, if you push him below that Kavana, then it's called the Mezid and you go to Galus. Right, and so it's called Mezen, you don't go to Galus. Right? It's just Rambam's openly against he's different than Rashi, he's just openly against the Gemara and the Pasuk, it would seem. Right? That's the problem. I think that's a good approach here with the Pshat, and then we're going to take up the Svara. But in the pshat is that the pasuk of the Rambam, you have to say the Rambam is not talking about a case of belong miskaven. Rashi and the Gemara and the pasuk are set talking about if you push him unintentionally. Push him unintentionally, go to galus. Right? Push him unintentionally, go to galus, because you have to watch your body, you don't kill somebody. But the Rambam is talking about where you push him intentionally. You push him intentionally, and he's saying you push him intentionally, you don't mean to kill him, you just mean to push him. And he's saying is, but that's considered Karav L'Mezid, which we have to figure out the Svara for. But he's learning, so where's the Rambam getting it from? So I think he's getting it from the Pasuk. If you read the Pasuk carefully, it says, in befesa below Eva Hadafo, if you push him without hatred, then you go to Galus. But if you push him with hatred, you could deduce if you push him with hatred, then you do go to Galus. Right? No, it's specifying when you push him, it depends on how you're pushing him. So it means if you push him an unhatred pushing, an unintentional pushing, the Gemara is teaching you, the Pasuk Gemara is teaching you, the Pasuk is teaching you, that you go to Galus for. Because your body, you have to watch your body, blah, 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 you know? But it doesn't just say im hadafo, or mefesa hadafo, it says mefesa below Eva. It qualifies the nature of the pushing. The pushing of the body has to be below Eva, without hatred. But the Rambam deduces from there, but if you push him intentionally, then apparently it's Karav L'Mezid, and apparently they don't go to Galus. If the Rambam doesn't bring down that if you push him unintentionally, because I guess why would you think otherwise? Right, if your body pushes him, it's just whatever, like any other case. The Rambam's bringing down the exclusion. The fact that the Rambam's not bringing down the case you do go to Galus, he's bringing down the case you don't go to Galus. You're saying is if you push him intentionally, then that's considered Karav L'Mezid, and you don't go to Galus. What I'm saying is in the Rambam's deducing that from the Gemara. Although the Gemara doesn't explicitly say it, but it's saying it's an implication in the Gemara. Because it says below Eva Hadafa, you push him unintentionally. Right, you with me? Just for the Pshat. You know, I'm not saying good. It's that the Gemara says below Eva Prat Lasone. Exclude the Sone. But when the Rambam doesn't bring down Prat Lasone, or that for Sone, he brings down Vehulo Oyevlo, different Pasuk. So it could be he learns below Eva Adafo is not telling you that he's not a Sone, but he's talking about the nature of the pushing, that is a pushing without Eva, without hatred. It means it's not an intentional pushing. And thereby you deduce if it is an intentional pushing, so then you don't go to Galus. But the fact that a Sone doesn't go to Galus, that's to learn that otherwise. That's from a different Leod. It's not talking about Sone. Yeah. Okay, he goes against the Gemara, which is whatever. I don't know, different problem. But that's what he said. Bottom line, that's what he brings down. But there's different, you know, the Gemara itself is tricky about the Sony. Yeah, there's a Tosis about that, Chesim off at the bottom. There's a lot of psukim about Sony. Or about hating and Sony and Oyeva. Okay, below Eva. Fine. So now the bottom comes down to, fine, that's the pshat. But it comes down to the Svara question now. Is if I push somebody, if I try to push him, I'm not trying to kill him. Just trying to push him, right? Happens all the time. People push people, right? At least in high school or whatever on the street, you know, you push people. Yeah, and then you kill them. Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, right? So you'd say that's it. You're shogeg, right? Which is reasonable, I would think, because you look, it's not so simple. You don't need to kill him, right? I mean, it's shogeg. Well, that's not shogeg. I mean, I didn't mean to kill him. I just meant to push him. People push people all the time. Mashmallah, no, that's Karav L'Mezid. That's Karav L'Mezid. And you don't know the Galus. Right, I mean, the Rambam doesn't openly say it's Mezid. I'm just saying, working out the Rambam. I mean, I just want to know that that's like, just to work out the Rambam. If the Rambam's talking about where you push him unintentionally, then he's like openly against the Gemara and the Pasuk. That's why, I mean, the Rambam does not say, though, explicitly, he's talking about where you're pushing him on purpose. Kind of reading that into the Rambam. In order to make him consistent with the Gemara and Gemara and the Pasuk, right? Man, you can't tell from that, right? There's nothing in the Rambam that tells you he's talking about intentionally, just from these kinds of questions. Yeah. But whatever, let's go with it. Okay, I think it's the only way to answer these problems. So again, so what's the Havinas Kama? Why would I think he doesn't go to Galus? He does go to Galus. Kamashal, and he doesn't. The thing is, look, the Rambam doesn't openly say that he's talking about Bimeis that you push him on purpose. But we are saying that perhaps just the plainest reading of Dachafo Begufo Shadach Lavadufo means you push him, means intentionally push him. Otherwise, if you just bang into a guy and you knock him down, I don't know if you'd call that even Dachva. That's just like your body ends up hitting him. So Rashi does learn that way. He says, Shadach Lavadufo below Miskave. But I think that's good, because the plain, Rashi has to explain that, because plain meaning of Dachva Lavadufo is not, is with Kavana. But Rashi's taking it out of plain meaning and saying it means below Miskave. But the Rambam, it could be just only straight. So the whole Gufo is, even though the Pasuk says below Eva, Adafo, means, and the Rambam makes this point, that the Lashon itself of Adafo doesn't mean below Miskavin, it's because below Eva. But the Rambam's case, where he doesn't say anything about below Eva, so he just means, the whole Gufo means intentionally. And that's his case, if you even push him intentionally. But you don't intend to kill him. So the question is again, what's a Havino Samaskana, whether that's considered Kshoya or Krav Mezen? Maybe, I guess, on the approach of Matt saying, but I just want to frame it a little differently, based on similar to other, you know, we had a few Sfaras back, which we, you know, we've been developing a thought, a line of reasoning, which is that you have to define the parameters of the Shogeg in order to be Chayav Galus. So if you remember Omer Mutter, if you think it's mutter to kill, so he'd say, you might think you're shogeg because your shogeg is vidav veirav, killing, abritzicha, kamash malon. No, because you have to be a shogeg vis-a-vis murder. Right? And as you're there, you're intentionally murdering, so it's the din shogeg doesn't have to only be on the veirav, it has to even be on the murdering, even on the killing a person. Right? Remember that? It's the extent of the shogeg. And then we said a case is, let's say you're trying to kill an animal and you kill a person. So he says, you might think, look, vis-a-vis murder, killing a person, you're a shkaga, teaches the Kamash Malon. No, you have to be a shkaga even on the killing, on the action of killing. So if you're trying to kill, then you're not a shogeg vis-a-vis killing. You're doing an action of killing, and that's also, the shkaga taught you that the extent of the shkaga has to extend to the killing as well. Right? So now, maybe it's telling you here that part of killing, part of murder is an attack. It's a certain kind of an attack, right? Murder is a type of attacking the person, the worst attack. But what he's saying is that the galus is only where your shagaga vis-a-vis the attack. The shagaga has to be on the attack also. That the nature of your attack is an attack with shogeg. If you're intentionally, if you're amazed on the attack and you're just a shogeg on the murder, killing part of the attack, that's not shagaga. The shkaga has to be on the fact that you attacked him, shkaga. You're chopping wood, you're throwing something, you're whatever. But once you go up to the guy and you're pushing him and you're attacking him, that's not shkaga. Once you're involved in attacking him, then you don't, the Gemara Torah doesn't give you a kapara for the consequences that come about. Doesn't give you a kapara of galus for the consequences of murder which come about. You attack a guy, you have to realize you may kill him. Don't attack people. So once you're attacking him, then the galus, the misa which results, is kav meitzer. It means it's teaching you the shkaga has to not only be vis-a-vis the murder, but also vis-a-vis the attack. Murder is a type of attack. But it's saying is that it has to be even on the shkaga has to even be on the attack. Showing you the extent of the shkaga. Right, but if you're amazed on the attack and just the shogeg on the extent of the murderous extent of the attack, that's not considered shkaga. That's considered karvan amazed, because the facet, you're amazed on a facet of the killing. Facet of the killing is that's the category of attacking it. So if you're amazed on that, so that's considered karvan amazed on the murder, because you're the class of actions of which murder belongs to, you are amazed on. Right. So now you're just a shogeg on the extent of the attack. That you didn't mean to attack him that much to the point that it resulted in his death. You only wanted to attack him a little bit, just to push him and make him fall. But that's already, that's karvamez. Shkaga has to be where you're shogeg on the very attack. You didn't mean to attack him. You weren't careful, and that's why it's shkaga, but you didn't mean to attack him. So I'm learning in that regard, like Matt's saying, is that the limud is not specifically about pushing him with your body. It's a limud about attack. About any attack. Saying is, any time you attack him with Eva, that's the person below Eva Hadafo. That's what's teaching you. If you push him without Eva, but if you push him with Eva, means you're actually attacking him and you end up killing him. That's not the case with Galus. Right, below Tzdiya, below Eva, below Yevlo. It's not talking about. Gullus is not for people who are fighting. That's not what Gullus is for. He's fighting a guy and you kill him. You know, that's not Gullus. Gullus is for people who are chopping wood, people who are working on their roof, and for lowering buckets, and for that kind of thing. Not for, you know, it's not for you kill a guy boxing or something. Good, it's like fits into this, the flow of what the Gemara is trying to do is to, I mean, not every single case in the Gemara here, but part of the theme of the Gemara here is to define the extent of the Shkaga. Vis-a-vis what do you have to be a Shkaga? Only vis-a-vis the killing? Only vis-a-vis the lava of Los Yerzach, or even vis-a-vis the murder? Not only vis-a-vis the murder, even vis-a-vis killing. If you're killing an animal. Not only vis-a-vis killing, but even vis-a-vis the attack. Okay, so the next case is where you are, let's say, it has a funny case, but let's say you basically, you're throwing a, you have a, have something on top of you that you want to hit with an axe, like a straw, an axe, right? Now here's the premise. The premise is the only Chayiv Galus, we did this, but Chayiv Galus, if you kill in a downward motion, Derech Yiritha. If you kill in an upward motion, then you don't go to Galus, right? So now let's say you have something above you, and then you want to axe it up, and you want to hit your axe above you. So what do? Is you don't just, how are you going to do the axe up? You can't just put your arm out and hit up, or you could, but it's not going to get, not going to get a lot of force. So what you do is you bend down, you bend your knees, you lower the axe with your body, and then you get a, you jerk yourself up, and you use your knees and all the force in your legs that can help you get, you know, propel you upwards, right? So the question is, let's say you kill him in that downward motion, which is not a downward motion for itself, it's a downward motion which is, it's a yirida shehit tzorach aliyah. It's a tzorach of going up. It's a prep of the going up. It's there, it's servicing the going up. It's a tzorach, yirida shehit tzorach aliyah. So I would think that you're not, that you're, that you're chayav for, that you're not chayav for that. Kamash malon. No, you are. That's what the Gemara says. That's what it says. Ohisachalav means even that case. Lahavi, to include that case. Once again, yeah, the problem is the Rambam has that you are the opposite. That's Krav Mezid. Not Krav Mezid, but he'll do the opposite. That you do get Kalas. I'm sorry that you. What did I just say the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying is you do. The Rambam says you don't. But whatever, forget the Rambam for now. So again, so that's the question. But bottom line is two sides. Do you say, the Gemara is saying is you would assume that you would not go to Galus? It's teaching you that you do. Okay, again, and if you kill him in the downward motion, which is a Tzorach Aliyah, which is therefore the going up. She says, don't say, this is what the Pasuk is teaching you, don't say, Ho'ul v'tzorach Aliyah, he pater mi Galus. Since it's a Tzorach Aliyah, your pater, Deach se vayapel. Because it says vayapel alav vayamas, and you throw it down on him, and you kill. So you, this you'd say doesn't come into that, because it's tzorach aliyah. Kamash malan, no, you're included in this also. Ohishach alav, even this. Clear. I mean, the Rambam learns aliyah derech aliyah is karbalanas. That's what he learns, because he says when you're going down, gravity, right? So if you have to be more careful, then you're going up, it's like you don't have to be so careful, because whoever, you know, it's not normal to kill when you're going up, right? That's why the Rambam is thus. So now, if you'd say that the Havmina, that this would be a Maskana, I'm sorry, the Havmina, that this you wouldn't be chayav for, I guess if you learn Karav, you know, Derech Aliyah is Pater because it's Karav Lanas, then I guess you'd say this is also not really considered Yerida. What?
Oh,
Derech Aliyah is Karav Lanas. No, I mean, the question is this Derech Aliyah or Derech Yerida, I guess. Derech Aliyah is Pater, Derech Yerida is Chayav. Right? Chayav Galus. The way the Rambam learns, this is the way we hold, I think, is that, because you'll see, it's Machlokes later, we're going to get to it, but so far, as far as we know, Derech Aliyah is Anas. Right? Because usually when you go upwards, you don't kill somebody. Downwards, you have to be careful. Going upwards is like, it's the opposite direction of gravity. So you think there's less of a need to be careful. But here, it's like you read the Shi'i Tzorach Aliyah. So you're going down, but it's a Tzorach Aliyah. So what do you say? Is that the question? Is I think you're Pater? Not consider you read that? No. Mashmalan, it is. So maybe like this. This is, I think, what Yonah is saying. But is that when you say that you need to have Yerida, Vayapel alav vayamos. People going down. Does it mean that you're chayiv galus only when you're doing a maisa of yirida? Like the person is, you call it activity, you call it whatever. But the point is, it's a maisa. In terms of a maisa adam, you're chayiv galus when you kill him when doing a maisa yirida. So if you have to define the person, you don't say he's doing a maisa yirida. He's doing a maisa aliyah. He's chopping his axe up. Now the fact that he slowly goes down a little bit in order to do that, in terms of the human defining the human action, he's not involved in going down. He's going up. That's what he's doing. Right? He's going up. So vayap el olav means, like, I guess, like the way Matt was saying, also, it's like you'd say is when you're doing a downward action, then you chayv to be zahir. And therefore, there's an shogeg, you're chayv galus if you don't do whatever. But here, you're not doing a downward action, you're doing an upward action. And I can think of Yonah, what you're saying is also true as part of it. It's like the downwardness is included in the action of up. It's an upward action. It just subsumed under it. It's like batal to it. In terms of human actions, it is batal to it. You don't say you're doing two things. I'm doing down and then I'm going up. You're going up. You're chopping the wood on top of you. It's just like the way you do that is by winding up. That's essentially your action is an action of up. So Kamash Malon, the din Yerida is not a din of like the Maisei HaAdam, but it's a din of like the mechanical downward. Is that if you're moving, if you kill him via a downward motion, so then you're chayev, then you're chayev. It's not a Maisa. It's not a Maisei HaAdam. The Maisei HaAdam, you'd say, is the down is just subsumed under the up. And it's a Maisei HaAdam of up. But if you say, but just mechanically, it's a downward motion. So you say, Berach Yirida means you're chayiv to kill him if the death and the death comes about through your downward motion. You're defining it purely in terms of physics. And that's as good, I think, the way the Rambam learns, is because it's based on gravity. And you have to know about gravity. It's not like a conceptual definition of your Maisa as Maisa Yirida. It's not relevant. What's relevant is that you're going with gravity. When you go with gravity, you have to be careful. So it's not an excuse to say, "Oh, I wasn't thinking of that. I was really going up." Well, you got to think about it. When you move an axe downwards, you got to realize that maybe someone under you is going to get killed, or whatever. And his idea is when you're moving, it's not defined as the conceptual. You don't define the conceptual Maisi Rida, defining man's conceptual actions, but the framework of Shmiras and Nefesh goes by downwards in the framework of gravity, in the framework of the risk involved in downward. And the risk involved doesn't matter whether it's subsumed or not subsumed. Physics doesn't necessarily say subsumed. You're going down, you're going down. And you're going up is afterwards, but first you're going down and you're killing him via downward motion. So that's what it's saying. If it says the limud is vayapel alav, that's why you think. It says vayapel alav, means and you throw it down on him. So that sounds like it means it's the maisei adam of going down. So that's why you need a riba to teach you. No. Even this, even if it's the yirida tzarchaliyah, where it's not a myself of going down. I don't know the limud. I mean, the truth is, the limud is ohishlech alav. I don't know how ohishlech alav. Rashi Zigmar says ohishlech alav lahav yirida shitzarchaliyah. If you throw it on him, it sounds to me like ohishlech alav also implies down. You know, I don't know exactly. I don't know what the limud is. Like what word is exactly implying that it's Yirid Tzorach Aliyah. But I don't know, that's the Gemara saying, so I don't know, I'm not sure how the semantics of how it applies that. But it's saying is you need that, because otherwise you would have thought. Normally, in normal Kaltar Kula, the way you define an action, you'd never say that's a Yirida. You wouldn't say, if you're chopping wood, you're doing two things. You're doing a Maisa Yirida, and then you're doing a Maisa Aliyah. You're doing a Maisa Aliyah. So if you define Maisa Adam, you didn't define it as a separate action. But it's saying is that here, since the whole framework is the framework of Shemiras and Nefesh, it doesn't go by the normal human definition of human activities. It just goes by the reality of the downwardness and the danger and the down. So it's the mechanical downward. Derech Yirida is the mechanical downward motion, not the Maisei Adam. Next week, I guess, is the question is, let's say I'm trying to throw something in one direction and it slips and goes the other direction. You know, like sometimes like a pitcher could sometimes throw it behind him. Rarely happens, but it happens once in a while.
Would that be similar to an axe that the head breaks off and flies in the wrong
opposite direction? I think so.
Or is that a separate action?
I don't know. It's a good question.
You weren't intending for the piece to fly off.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. We have to see the case. But the case is not the axe. The case is you're trying to throw one way and it goes the other way. Or you're trying to throw it far and it goes near. or vice versa. I mean, that's the, you know, the areas that are going to be involved in
it. I say that would be two different ones.
Yeah, they may be different. I mean, they're two different cases. Yeah, I mean, we're going to take
one
them each
is
out.
In the general direction.
Yes, correct. Yeah, they are different. You're correct about that. But we're going to analyze each of them and just, you know, they come up together. But yeah, they're not the same.